Hi, Kevin Murphy here. You're listening to Conversations with Kevin, a show about innovation, creativity, product, and purpose. It contains all the ingredients that make up what Kevin Murphy is and what we stand for. So I'm Kevin Murphy, and this is Conversations with Kevin.
So welcome to Conversations with Kevin. I'm Kate Reed, and I trust you enjoyed the last episode of Conversations with Kevin. I'm here today with Jordana Geary, welcome back, and Leland Olsen, who's featuring for the first time to discuss Colour Me Refining. Jordana is a North American Colour Me Education Manager and Kevin Murphy, and Leland Olsen, who has worked for the brand for many years in multiple creative roles. Welcome, and hi, Joe.
Hi, Kate. Thanks for having me back. It's great to be here and so happy to be chatting with Leland as well.
Leland, hi.
Hi, Kate. Hi, Jordana. I'm so excited to be here with both of you today, and I love refining, so I'm super, super pumped about this.
Awesome. So today we wanted to discuss, obviously, refining, and I felt like there was no better colorist to discuss it with. Jordana, you're in New York. You've been there for a while now. What is one of the latest trends you're seeing in refining hair in New York City?
Yeah, thanks, Kate. I feel very lucky that I definitely get to live in Brooklyn, New York, because I think you get to see so many different hair color trends. And one of the things that I really love about New York and what I see is I actually think hair color trends are really quite fluid and individual here. You know, there's no sort of one such trend, and it changes quite quickly. But what I've really been seeing recently is really these, you know, very soft color palettes, like things like a beautiful like pastel apricot. This vintage rose is definitely making a scene for itself here, but really still those like those strong face frames with the really bold perimeter lightening. And then they're sort of being toned and left a little bit warmer than they have in previous months. So, you know, imagining these beautiful like soft beige, golden beige, and even, you know, more of that like Hollywood blonde that's really sort of inspired by Billie Eilish. So, you know, it's been a really great array of colors, but I think I'm also really excited to finally see some of these soft copper blondes and brunettes coming in for the fall.
Awesome. New York's such a melting pot, and it's so dynamic. The time I spent there, I love the speed of trends and life. You get some of the most talented individual and innovative people from all around the world in such a space. Leland, you're in Portland. What's happening in Portland in regards to trends while refining hair?
Yeah, so I'm here in Portland, Oregon on the West Coast. You know, Portland's known for their amazing food and culture and the outdoors. So I think when it comes to hair here in Portland, we're definitely a city that's known for a lot of really lived-in, organic-feeling hair that's super low maintenance. But there's still that trendy aspect, that fashionable part of it, and everybody still wants to be uniquely individual. So a lot of the trends that I'm seeing right now is actually moving towards super low maintenance hair and moving away from really major changes. So seeing more subtle shifts, playing around with existing tones or reflex in their hair through refining services. When it comes to blondes, I'm seeing a big shift as well from people being less on the cooler, icier side with reflex and shifting towards more natural reflex, vanilla blondes, golden beiges, so kind of like New York, as Joe was saying as well, and really nice creamy blondes rather than super platinum blondes. We see a lot of root shadowing and smudging is super popular because that really maintains that natural feeling in the hair, but it also helps to ease the grow out of hair over time. One other big thing that's happening in trends with refining, though, is in our brunettes. We're seeing a lot of brunettes going richer and cooler and really refining out brass and orange red that's in the hair. Whereas coppers and reds we're seeing are wanting to now transition more into like strawberry blondes or go the complete opposite direction and go more like the chocolate brunette reflex as well. So what about you, Kate? What are you seeing down in Australia?
You are really seeing a mix there. I would say here it's not so much like that. It's a lot more, Sydney's based all around the water. So the outdoor lifestyle is really huge. And people, like you did mention, they want things that wear out well. They're not hard lines. They're a little bit more seamless. So balayage is still a huge trend happening, and refinement of it is now more critical, especially with like new growth shadows and things like that. So due to the lifestyle, people want to be able to wear it in, and the elements not change the hair color so much, so not high faded or super high maintenance. Some of the key focuses, you know, like I mentioned, new growth shadows, people are looking at warmer natural blonde tones with zone tones and still brighter pops around the face, almost like what Joe mentioned in New York City. I think people are moving away from those really cool, stark whites, and they're moving more into like creams, warmer reflex gold, and much softer tones like beige. I think those are really easy to wear without makeup and really flattering. So I think obviously the formulation for refining is where the money is in the salon as well. What really helps to finish and polish your color work, and when you put foils in it, you know, making those changes for fun and pastel colors if that's what your client wants as well, but making those fast trend changes. So let's start with talking about pastels today. Joe, I know New York is a bit more experimental. What is your go-to for pastels and why?
Well, first of all, I'll say you're making me homesick because I used to love how many blondes and beachy hair colours I used to do living on the Gold Coast, but pastels not so much, but pastels in New York, yes, definitely. And I feel like pastels is becoming something that anyone can wear, really. It used to be such a thing that only a certain demographic, you know, that maybe people thought they weren't cool enough to wear it, but now I feel like everyone is a pastel for everyone. So, you know, for me, if I'm always about simplicity and finding like the easiest way to get there. So I really love working with the toners. You know, when working with the toners, because they're so great and they're already that soft pastel shade with no depth, you know, I actually love using like our rose. I think pink is just always going to be popular. I love pink. But rose is really fantastic for that perfect pink. And also just lavender and crystal, really for that perfect sheer lavender. You know, for me, these shades are really brilliant for blondes who they want to sort of play in that pastel family, but they need their hair color to be subtle enough for their career. And the beautiful thing about toners is that you have 12 to choose from, so you can intermix them and create a really unique pastel tone for any skin tone. You know, like a good example of that is, you know, pink obviously, you know, could go on warm or cool skin tones, but if you added a little bit more gold, then it might be more suitable to someone with a warmer skin tone. While this, you can also add a little bit of lavender, which would, you know, swing that into someone who maybe had a more of a cooler skin tone. So really at this point, you know, any client can wear a pastel shade. And I think it's really important that we customize, you know, a particular color palette that's really going to complement that client's, their personal style, their lifestyle and their career, their haircut as well, really complement that haircut and really their skin tone so that they feel really comfortable.
Nice. I love that you're bringing up the toners because I love that we already have those pastel shades through the toners for stylists to use to create really endless possibilities. You know, I really love making pastels with the shades and sometimes with boosters and clear. But kind of one of the biggest things that a lot of people ask me is like, how can we make pastels super durable and last the longest? So when I'm working with shades, I really love to put shades onto dry hair. So that way we get really incredible saturation and durability as well. You can put the toners on wet or dry hair as well. But what's really nice too is if you're going to apply the toners onto towel dried hair, you really want to towel dry the hair really nicely. So that way you get some really great saturation and durability. Something that I do love with this as well is that maybe not everybody's always committed to having like a pastel tone, or they just want to try something before they make the full commitment. Using the toners on towel dried hair would really be ideal for somebody that wants to try like a pastel toner without that full commitment. When it comes to the maximum durability, I always like to leave the color on and let it develop for the full development time, as that creates the maximum longevity as well. Sometimes you might do back-to-back toners as well to create even more longevity for those clients who really want long-lasting color. But I think when it comes to like durability and longevity, your home maintenance is really key, especially if you're somebody who's wearing a pastel color. So when it comes to your wash and rinse regimen, I always recommend that clients have rinsing their hair with cooler water, because I find that cooler water helps to keep the color longer. It helps keep the cuticle laid nice and flat, also resulting in brilliantly shiny hair. Another thing is reducing how often you wash your hair. That's a huge important factor. If you're somebody who washes your hair very often, that's going to be indicative of how fast your color is going to fade. So the three Kevin Murphy products that I really like to send clients home with are always Restore, Heated Defense, and Staying Alive. So Restore, it's a really gentle cleansing treatment that not only cleanses the hair, but it adds really great strength and moisture with the superfood protein enzymes and ingredients. You can use it almost kind of like a co-wash. So that way you can use it in place of your wash and rinse every other time. This will help to prolong your pastel colors and the durability of that color as well. Staying Alive, I can't get enough of Staying Alive. It's one of my favorites. This is a weightless leave-in treatment that has a really nice low pH. So it's really going to be ideal for every time you get your hair wet, and it's going to balance the pH and also help to close the cuticle of the hair. I think lastly, Heated Defense is super, super amazing because it's going to help to protect your hair against heat protection. So Heated Defense actually protects up to 450 degrees of thermal styling. And one thing that's good to know, I don't think a lot of people know this, but hair color can fade at 350 degrees or higher on heat tools. So always think of like Heated Defense as like your insurance policy for your hair color. So that way you're protecting your beautiful shine and your pastel tone with every pass of your curling iron or flat iron.
Wow. So many tips. I hate when people go and style my hair colors with the hottest tool and they fade it. And as a colorist, you see like the slightest shift. So I think that's such a good one when you're using hot tools to, you know, stick below that 350 degrees and make sure there's something that you can change the heat up and down on. I know the other one that you mentioned was Restore. When I was blonde, instead of like platinum, washing my hair all the time, I would just use that as more of a co-wash. And especially if I was wearing my hair curly, I would just rinse it through and then use styling product. And it was such a great one. Of course, Heated Defense is for everyone. The next topic, obviously with formulating, activators is so important. And I find people get so confused by having, you know, cream and liquid and obviously the 3.5 and 10 vol. You know, when I learned activators as a young hairdresser, I learned it's almost like putting petrol in your car. So if I wanted to drive like to the corner shop, I would need like not much petrol, which is like the 3.5 vol, where if I wanted to like drive across the country, I would need loads of petrol. So it's like using 40 vol, 12%. So I always think of it like the activators gets you where you want to go and gives you the result that you want. So I think one of the key things now, there's two 3.5 vol and two 10 vol, 3%. I get asked a lot, what is the difference?
Yeah, I think really at the end of the day, the viscosity of the activators is the main difference. So your liquid activator is more of like a lotion-like activator, and it's used for quick application out of the applicator bottle. So it makes it super, super easy for global refinements, makes them quick, easy to apply. And I love how it spreads really effortlessly through the hair. Whereas if you think about the cream activator, you can use this for more detailed or finer applications like shadow rooting or root smudging, because it has a little bit of a thicker consistency. So when you're doing more visual placements or zone toning, cream activator is really nice because it doesn't run or drip when you're applying the product.
Yeah, especially when you want lots of saturation, you know, and you're working on coarse hair. I love to use the creams then because obviously it's a thicker consistency and you can apply, you know, a lot on the hair. And then in regards to timing, development time, are they the same?
They sure are, Kate. You know, and I just have to mention, you might have to tell all the North Americans listening what petrol is. They might not know.
Oh, gas, sorry. Put the gas in your car. I'm back in Australia 2 years and I've lost all my Americanisms.
You've lost it.
Gas.
moment. So in regards to the timing, you know, talking about our petrol here, you know, definitely like the timing is the same. So for both liquid activator or cream activator, the timing's actually just going to be based on the volume or percentage, whichever part of the world you live in that you're using. So, you know, 3.5 volume, it's always going to be a visual development time from 3 to 20 minutes. Whereas 10 volume is developed for 25 minutes, except with PhD, but you'll hear us talking a lot about that later, so we'll get to that soon. But, you know, when it comes to refining services in the salon, I, you know, shamefully, I mostly like to use liquid activator. I do a lot of zone toning, I do a lot of colour melting, and I just find that the viscosity of the liquid activator, you know, it's really fast to apply, it's easy to manipulate. And I find, you know, when I'm using my fingers, when I want to create a really smooth transition in between different shades, that it's the easiest one. It gives me the most, you know, the easiest slip, and it just makes everything a lot faster. So I also love to, I just love the consistency, you know, and I think we all have preferences. So for me, I'm like, I just love this consistency to work with, especially for refining. So pretty much for all my soft colorations, you know, it just glides on the hair, and especially glides on clean towel dried hair. Which makes for a really quick application at the shampoo bowl or the salon chair, which is pretty much what everyone, you know, wants everything in New York in a New York minute. So it's
me too.
yes, or a Kate minute, right? But yes, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, I really love the consistency of the liquid activator. When I'm using it, I really love using it on fine-haired clients because I find that the liquid activator allows me to use less product to saturate finer textured hair. And what I love from a business standpoint as well is that it really reduces the amount of product that I'm using in the salon. So I can actually get more applications out of a single tube of color. Whereas kind of how we mentioned before, the cream activator, I really love using on medium or coarser hair as it really saturates that hair texture, giving and ensuring really even deposit and application.
Awesome. So we touched on some pastels. Just quickly, we're not going to spend too much time on this. What are some special mention formulas?
Yeah, so I'm, you know, all about simplicity. So for me, I really have always been drawn to like soft violets, and I love apricot and peach pastels. So quite often, like one of the formulas I use the most is literally just lavender crystal with a touch of rose, just to get that lavender with a slight lilac tone. But I also love, you know, I'm not just in the toners, I love using the shades. So I actually love using clear and 8.4 with our yellow and orange booster to really give that beautiful like peachy pastel. And I just really adjust the formula based on what my client has. But they're definitely my two go-tos that I love to work with. And Leland, sorry, Leland, what about you? Tell us, you know, Leland's like, you know, Pantone Leland, the queen of the king of the pastels. So I'm sure he's got some great formulas for you right now.
I definitely do love my pastels. If you follow me on Instagram, I do love them. you know, it's kind of like, I feel like my favorites kind of change with the season. So like two pastel formulas that I'm really loving right now. One I call Mother of Pearl, and it's a really gorgeous, bright pastel blonde that has this iridescence of pink to it. And I'm actually formulating it using the shade. So using 10 grams of 11.28 with 20 grams of clear and 8 grams of 7.88, which is one of our newer shades. And then the other one that I'm obsessed with that I call Southern Sand. And it's a little bit more of a natural pastel with a really beautiful beige, kind of like a slight undertone pinkish flesh tone that's really beautiful for all skin tones. And that one is 16 grams of 10.28, 10 grams of 11.3, and 10 grams of clear.
Nice. Yeah, I can imagine that would be beautiful. How about, let's talk about refining for maximum gloss, no shift, like something you might put over a balayage.
Yeah, this is, you know, really important to me, especially in New York. I work with a lot of people in New York. Maybe you surprise them that a lot of people here really just want to keep their natural color and they want to enhance it, you know, enhancing it with highlights or painting work, which is the majority of what I'm doing. So really, this is why the introduction of our Plus Technologies PhD to the Colour Me family was really so pivotal for me. You know, as I said, PhD is part of our Plus Technology products. And what it does is it actually works by transforming the pH of your formula, reducing the alkalinity and ensuring that there's no lift and no shift of the natural hair colour. You can add 5% or 10% into the formula based on what you're trying to achieve. And the higher percentage of PhD, the more acidic the formula is going to become. So for me, I often use 5% of my 5% of PhD for more of my like shadow new growth and zone toning. Is for those I'm looking for more for more deposit, and I'm generally leaving the color on for the maximum time, which is a full 20 minutes to get that longevity. Whereas 10% I use a lot for really quick refining services, and really anytime I want to create more of a sheer glossy effect on the hair. You know, of course, things like texture, porosity, you know, are always going to help you to determine what the ratio is. But it's important to also remember that when you're using PhD in your formula, that it can appear deeper and cooler because it's going to be more acidic. So you always want to reference the PhD wall chart for any formula adjustments that we recommend. You know, and because PhD does, you know, transforms the pH of your formula to become more acidic, you also get an amazing amount of shine, which clients love. So, you know, one of my favorite shades for a beautiful dark blonde shadowed new growth is either using the 8.00, which is our natural intense, or a 9.00 with just 5% PhD. And to me, it's like the ideal, perfect, cool, natural. It adds depth and a cool shadow, and it's really going to help you to like blend in those freshly lightened highlights.
Oh, nice. Yeah, PhD is just so fantastic. Like, it really has become my go-to product when I'm wanting no lift or no shift for my client's natural hair, and also for refining out unwanted warm tones. Because PhD does have the ability to turn cooler formulas even cooler, this is actually going to provide you with maximum coolness in your refinement formula for really those like resistant hair types that just want to hold on to like stubborn red or orange or golden yellow tones. So if maximum coolness is what your target result is, but you're still wanting some coolness without over depositing, I really do suggest adding in a counteracting booster or shade to really balance and maintain the true saturation of your formula. So like a good example of this could be if I'm looking at neutralizing out my client's orange reflex in, say, a hair depth of 6, but I don't want it to look too deep or cool, I could choose something like 20 grams of 6.1 and 20 grams of clear, and then throw in 1 or 2 grams of orange booster with my PhD in liquid activator. The addition of the clear is to maintain the brightness in my formula, and the orange booster is just there to combat the extra blue that's being enhanced by the PhD. I always suggest, if boosters are kind of an area of Color Me though that maybe you're not comfortable with and you haven't worked with color additives before, you can always end up replace the orange booster in this formula with something like 6.4 copper, as it will still deliver a very similar result.
Yeah, always. And 10 volt always with PhD 3%. PhD I use so much. My hair's quite wiry and it makes it so much easier to style. You know, it feels smoother. It's much shinier. I love it. I think it's a really great way to make it easier to style your hair in general. And obviously it never breaks the base. The refinement using 0.1 as well. I feel like getting rid of orange from hair can be quite tricky. And with 0.1 in PhD, it ends up a lot cooler and counteracts a lot. Or working with clear, like you mentioned, I work a lot with clear on 11 depths just for glossing hair. I think today, you know, zone toning has become something that we do a lot. Leland, what's your one of your favorite services for zone toning?
Yeah, you know, I love zone toning, kind of like how I mentioned before. It just really melts everything together beautifully, creating that lived-in look, which is really low maintenance. It makes it easy for retouching after. So one of my favorite ones right now, because we are kind of seeing that honey golden kind of warmer trend, I love doing right in zone A, like 7.31 with 5% of orange booster at the new growth for a really rich golden shadow root. The orange booster at 5% doesn't turn it into necessarily a copper shade, but it just really adds that extra richness to the golden reflect. Then in zone B, I love 9.31 with 10% of yellow booster. So this is to the mid-lengths for a really gorgeously like drenched honey blonde. And then for the face frame area and the ends in zone C, this is where I'm working with 10.3 clear and yellow booster at 5% to really illuminate and make that golden honey pop.
Yeah, awesome formulas, Leland. I actually, the 0.31s have definitely been a long time favorite of mine. I think those gold ashes are just amazing for actually doing zone tones and that perfect mix between warm and cool. You know, for me, definitely, I like to zone tone with PhD. This would come as no surprise because you're going to hear me talk about it a lot. It's like my go-to with refining just for, you know, my clientele. But, you know, I really don't want to see any lift and shift, and that's why I use it so much. But I actually really like working with, you know, for a zone tone, just doing like two formulas. So quite often I might use something like a 7.00 and 7.88. You know, with 5% PhD on the new growth. And then I might actually, you know, and with the ratios there, maybe only about 30 grams of 7.00 and 5 grams of 7.88. So just a little to add that additional coolness and kick out that yellow. And then I would use something like our beige series. So like a 9.2 with a little bit of 9.88 and sometimes some clear just to make sure it doesn't get too, you know, two toned, but using that with a 5% PhD on those mid lengths and then just working it through on those ends for the last 50, you know, for maybe for the last few minutes. Cause usually I find with those ends and the hairline, we're dealing with a lot of porosity, you know, and quite often I've just, you know, apply that in those backward vertical sections, you know, making sure that I'm not sort of touching those ends right until the end and, you know, using things like a towel or some ballet wrap to actually really help to keep that separated. But, you know, there's so many different combinations that are so good. But, you know, when it comes to like a shadowed new growth, Leland, what's like one of your favorite formulas for that?
Yeah. So when I'm doing a refining service for a shadow root, like I love using 9.00 and our new 9.28 beige violet is really one of my current favorites for a really stunning, deep kind of cooler beige violet. Additionally as well, I really love 9.2 with 20% soft violet with PhD as a root smudge. It really helps to crystallize the beige and create more of a cool natural beige reflect over top of yellow or gold new growths. I just have a kind of a golden rule that when I'm doing root smudges or shadow roots, that I always want to make sure that my formula or my shade that I'm choosing is 2 depths lighter than what their natural new growth is, but also 2 depths deeper than what their lightest is on the hair. I just find this creates a really beautiful balance for a root smudge or a root shadow application.
Yeah, love that, Leland. That's a great formulation tip. So, and you incorporated one of my favorite new growth shadows, which is a 0.00. So those natural intense shades are the shades that I love using for new growth shadows also. You know, so it's the same for me when it comes to new growth shadows as it is for zone toning. I always like to use PhD and it's because I don't want to see any shifting of my client's natural hair color. So, you know, apart from using the 8.00 and 9.00, I also love using our one of our latest shades, which is actually 8.71, which is a depth of an 8 chocolate ash. And, you know, using that with our soft violet booster can really create a beautiful iridescent cool chocolate shade. So, you know, for me, I just love this reflection because I think it's that it has that warm and that cool reflect to it and that gets mixed together. So you really get to see that like multi-tonal dimension, you know, and things like 671, which is, you know, our other chocolate ash shade, which is in a depth of a 6, and our 7.88, which is our violet intense. These are really great choices as well to mix together for, you know, all of my fellow brunette friends. So I don't leave any of those brunettes out of the mix. But what about for refining? What about for you for now that I've talked about PhD so much? What about refining for a gloss and coloration with PhD, Leland?
Yeah, so this is going to, you know, I find that this formula I'm going to give you might be a little simple, but it literally is one of my favorite glosses. And it is simply just clear with 10% of PhD. I find that sometimes we don't always need to add reflect to a client's hair because sometimes maybe they're just lacking shine in the hair and they're just coming in for a root retouch or a new growth update. So I love pairing this gloss formula with a new growth touch up because it just really adds brilliance and extreme shine to the hair. But not only that, it makes the hair so much easier to style and it makes the hair super glossy. So this is really the ultimate add-on to any blow dry service or haircut in the salon as well, because it's only a 10-minute add-on at the basin, which you're already there to wash and rinse. And it's an easy way to also increase your service dollars in the salon, and your clients will love the results of their hair.
Yeah, amazing. So again, I seem to have, you know, mentioned PhD a few times now. So thanks for adding that.
Just
that's
a few.
Great way to use my favorite product. You know, and I guess by now you can all assume that. But when it comes to, you know, refining, and, you know, Kate had mentioned it before, really refining those stronger orange reflex that are left behind by lightning, especially if you're lifting through artificial pigment. Really my go-to there would be our 0.1 or our ash shades for the best neutralization. You know, if I want to go with a little bit more warmth, you know, then I actually would mix in maybe some of the 0.00 natural intense or some of the 0.2 beige. And, you know, one of my go-to formulas, and I think this is one of yours, Kate's, is really like a 7.0071.
Yeah, totally. 7.00 plus 7.1. And even that for grey blending, not that we're talking about grey blending today, but such a great formula.
Yeah, so good.
Awesome. Yeah, I think that's kind of a fan favorite formula because it's really good at eliminating that orange, you know, and we also know that like we can get really stubborn yellow gold reflex in the hair as well. So I really think that's where our new intense violet shades are 0.88. can really help get rid of kind of those big bird yellows and makes it super, super easy. So for me, like something that is a go-to formula now for really getting rid of those golden yellows in those depths of 8 and 9 are kind of a formula of like 5 grams of 7.88 with 10 grams of 9.88 with a bit of clear and your PhD at 5%. It's never been easier to get rid of yellow.
Yeah, I'm in love with the 0.88s, even just creating violet hair that's so bright with them as well. But as you know, I love to steer everyone in a different direction because that's what I do. So one of the high points of the brand I love, and when I first started using Color Me, was, you know, I fell in love with the lighteners. And sometimes, you know, we take our lightener off and it's not light enough. And then we need to refine it without doing another lightening application. What can I do?
Yeah, so there is a magical piece that is in Color Me, and it happens to be clear, which I'm a huge fan of. And I know, Kate, that's a huge tool for you as well. Yeah, so what's great with clear is that you can actually add clear into your formula into a one-to-one ratio. And what this does is it helps to dilute out the depth of the shade, but also deposit the reflect at the full saturation of the shade. So this is also really beneficial for maintaining brighter blondes when refining in higher depths. So you can always add clear when your client wants to maintain maximum brightness, but full saturation of the shade. And in this case, 10 volume can be added with clear as kind of like a second step if you don't want to go in with lightener. And what this does is it really helps to bump up your blonde up to one depth lighter, creating really beautiful brightness and brilliance into your client's hair's result.
Yeah. So, Joe, if you could offer salons a piece of advice about refining, what would it be?
Yeah, 100%. I would tell them to get to know the Color Me color wheel. I think that, you know, it's really important, and it's really, you know, the key piece when you're actually refining hair. You know, once you know where all of the shades, the toners and the boosters actually live on the color wheel, refining becomes like less about praying to those hair gods and it becomes more predictable. You know, and knowing where a reflect actually lives inside the color wheel is also just as important as what the reflect actually is. You know, for example, lavender and ice, they're both violet. And so they could both be great to refine and neutralize yellow from the hair. But lavender, it actually lives deeper inside the wheel, which means it has a stronger violet pigment. So this would be the more ideal for counteracting those stronger yellow pigments from the hair. Whereas ice, you know, it sits on the edge of the color wheel, making it more of a pale reflect. So this would be more ideal for refining pale to those palest yellows. So using the shades tab, you know, that's like a really great tool to determine what you want. But the color wheel will really, you know, be the most accurate and give you the most confidence to making sure that you're achieving that perfect refining formula every time. You know, my other thing, you know, in saying that as well, and even coming back to the color wheel, is I'm also a really big advocate for using multiple different formulas on one head of hair to actually treat multiple different situations. You know, on one head of hair, we could have different types of depth. We could have different porosity. We could have an uneven canvas, and we could have, you know, different types of leftover underlying pigment. So it's really important to use that color wheel, but also then diagnose the hair and have a look at what's in front of you so that you can make sure you're giving the most even, beautiful result. Leland, what about you? What are some of your fabulous tips for refining hair?
Yeah, no, I think just kind of echoing what you said there, that was, you know, the biggest thing is obviously the color wheel, but like really understanding your underlying pigment is so important. By really understanding visually what color we're seeing when we pre-lighten hair really helps you to understand what the what color on the color wheel will help to neutralize your results. So I always just tell stylists, like, don't be afraid to partially dry the hair if you're unsure where you've lifted to. You can take your client back to the chair if you need a better visualization, or even move your client into more natural lighting if your basin area is a bit darker. This way you can be most accurate about your formula choice. But with that being said, you know, every client is a possible refining service. So adding on a toner or gloss onto a haircut or a blow dry is really going to create stronger loyalty with your clients as well. And really the best part of it is that toners and glosses really don't take that long at the basin as well. So they're just really great add-on services.
Yeah, totally. So importantly, how are you timing your formulas?
I mean, for me, timing, it's really crucial when it comes to refining services. You know, everyone wants their actual end result to last for as long as possible. So for me, I always actually adjust my formula so that I can actually develop it for the maximum development time. When I say that, though, obviously, if my schedule allows, you know, sometimes it doesn't. But, you know, really having that, you know, refining formula actually develop for longer means you're going to get the maximum durability. You know, so often if I explain this to my clients, I feel that they never mind sitting in the chair for an extra 5 to 10 minutes if it means they know they're going to get more longevity out of their actual refining service. You know, using things like clear with your shades or things like crystal with your toners, they can really help you to adjust your formula. So you prevent it from depositing too deep when you're working with longer development times. Now, saying that, time is a precious thing in the salon, so we don't always have time for a longer service. There will be those times when a shorter development time is necessary and possibly not needed when you just need minimal refinement. So for me, it's always going to be a visual development time. And I often use the tail of my tail comb or my fingers with gloves on, of course, always wear gloves, to remove some of the formula from the actual hair so I can actually check the development. You know, it's always important to check the hair underneath the color for accuracy and to determine if your desired result is actually achieved.
Oh, yeah. Those are really great tips, Joe. You know, I'm very much a visual developer as well. Unless I'm deliberately wanting the full saturation of my formula, then I would go the maximum development time. I really like to watch how my toners are developing in the hair too, because sometimes my formula may only need to be on the hair for 5 minutes, but obviously that ends up affecting the durability too. So there ends up being loads of variables here. So it could be depending on the result I'm looking for. Do I want it more sheer or am I looking for more density? Am I wanting maximum vibrance or depth with more saturation? You know, if I'm refining over unwanted pigment, then I might just adjust my formula to account for the unwanted reflect, and I may let it develop longer due to how resistant the hair can be. So like you kind of mentioned before, really adding in clear or crystal toner into your formula, depending on whether you're using shades or toners, is really going to help to prevent your color from over-depositing if you are letting it sit the full development time.
Awesome. So many things about timing there. So I'm just going to quickly move down now to home maintenance and how to maintain my color, because it's one of the most important things to consider. So what are the top 5 things, Joe, to consider about maintaining my color?
Oh, top 5 things, Kate. All right, let's think about this.
Give me your top few.
Honestly, I would say, you know, to me, wash and rinse should always be texture specific or prescription based. You know, whatever the hair actually needs, all our washes and rinses are going to be color safe. So I would tell them to always use a Kevin Murphy texture specific wash and rinse. Using Restore, like you guys mentioned earlier, I think is super important because Restore can really help. And then honestly, staying alive is a really big one for me for really helping to lower that pH and making sure to retain that moisture and maintain that color. And Blonde Angel wash and rinse for those blondes. So I guess that was maybe close to 5, Kate.
Yeah, maybe more, but Blonde Angel is a must.
Absolutely.
100%, right? You're a blonde forever. You absolutely have to have that.
Perfect. Well, I'll add some in there as well. So, you know, I, like I said before, I firmly believe that your home care is your insurance policy. So I personally love the Angels. Like Cool Angel is more of that blue, silver, gray base. So it's really that perfect treatment to help maintain silver blondes, gray hair, maintain cooler ashes. Whereas like Crystal Angel is that perfect kind of lip gloss for your platinum blondes or your pale blondes who maybe sometimes might go a little bit too violet if a wash and a rinse could be too violet saturated. Crystal Angel is that perfect soft violet reflect that really is ideal for keeping those bright blondes illuminated and controlled. I think lastly, kind of the biggest thing is I mentioned earlier about spacing out your wash and rinse. Start incorporating products like Fresh Hair and Young Again Dry Conditioner. This will really help to reduce how often you wash and rinse your luscious locks.
Oh, I love the water temperature one you did mention earlier as well.
Yeah. You know, having it a little bit on the cooler side means that your cuticle is going to be raised less often. But, you know, warmer water can really be a huge cause of bleeding or fast color or fast fading color. So really spacing out your washing is going to be super ideal.
Especially in the salon, you know, color is color, hair, and they've got two variations and the dark blends into the blonde. So even rinsing in the salon with colder water will stop that, like washing your clothes, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, like really focusing, especially with cooler water on the new growth area first, if it is darker than the ends.
Yeah. So I just want to say you guys have given such amazing tips around refining hair. And those home maintenance things are critical for maintaining, especially now we're seeing clients space out their visits to the salon. So we need to make sure people are maintaining their hair at home. So thank you guys for all of your great tips and thank you for listening. If you're looking for another great podcast, please check out our formulation podcast where we head to Asia Pacific to speak to Janine Simons in New Zealand and Stevie Hay in Melbourne, Australia. But thank you, Leland, and thank you, Jordana.
Thanks, Kate. Thanks, Jo.
Yeah, thanks so much, Kate. Great to speak with you, Leland.
And thanks, guys. And you are listening to Conversations with Kevin.